Hi, I'm Vojta.
I'm Gregory Dio.
I'm Ilsa.
I'm Shelley.
I'm Eugenie.
I'm Agat.
I'm Mick.
I'm from the class of 2023.
And
this
is a multi-story Edinburgh special.
Stories
from their final year.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to a very special episode of Multistory Edinburgh. Today, we have a panel of 2023 graduates here to share their stories and favourite memories from their final year. But before we do that, I will remind you first that Multistory Edinburgh is not the only way you can engage with us. In our online meeting place, Platform One, you can connect with members of our Edinburgh community, including students, alumni, and staff. And if you're a recent graduate, watch out for our regular digital newsletter and head to www.ed.ac.uk/alumni/new graduates with a hyphen in between new and graduates, where you can catch up on resources, opportunities, and careers advice, or you can discover alumni networks and clubs that you can join. I've compiled everybody's stories all for your enjoyment, so let's not wait around and get straight into the episode. It's time to hear the stories from their final year. Thank you very much for joining me today. Can you please tell me your name and your degree of study?
My name is Ilsa Galt and I studied an undergraduate honours degree in physical education.
My name is Agat and I studied computer science and maths.
My name is Eugenie and I studied nursing.
My name is Mick Zeidel and I studied acoustics and music technology.
My name is Gregory Dio, and I recently graduated from the University of Edinburgh with a Master's in Engineering of Mechanical Engineering.
My name is Shelley Dinoja, and I graduated this year with a Bachelor's of Veterinary Medicine and Surgery.
My name is Vojta, and I studied BSc Geology and Physical Geography.
Perfect. So you've just graduated from Edinburgh University this summer and from an undergraduate degree. How do you feel now that you are leaving university?
Physically, I won't lie, I feel absolutely exhausted, but I also now feel in a position where I'm ready to kind of take on the next challenge. I'm excited for what's to come. I know what school I'm going to be at for my probation year, and I've met the department and they're absolutely fantastic. And the sporting facilities at the school I'm going to be at are just unmatched. I've never seen any facility so good in a Scottish high school. So I'm excited to maybe teach some different sports that previously on different placements I've not been able to because the facilities just aren't there. The school said they would put me through a swimming teacher qualification because they've got a swimming pool, and in order to be able to teach that, I've got to have done this qualification. So I think all it really involves, as far as I've gathered, is diving to the bottom of the pool and retrieving a weight. And I'll learn some essential life-saving skills in the water as well.
So since I began my final year university, I definitely feel older, to say the least, and I definitely feel more tired since the last year has been quite a long one. But I'm incredibly grateful for those who have supported me along the way, from academic and technical advisors who've supported my society hyped during my tenure as president of the society, to my master's supervisor who entrusted me to work in his research group for my master's project and who supervised my project and taught me a lot along the way, to my friends and my family who have always been there when I needed them across the whole academic year.
What about emotionally? How are you feeling emotionally about leaving university?
Emotionally, I think I feel actually quite gutted to have come to the end of my time at uni. It's a really strange feeling, not quite ready to accept that I have to pay taxes and become an adult, but I'll get over that eventually, I think. I feel really proud of myself, and I just know that first year me in the Bray House student accommodation, wondering if I would ever make it to fourth year if I would ever graduate, I know that she would be so proud of me too.
Can you tell me about your support network at university? Who couldn't you have done your final year without?
One thing that I've learned in my last year is that the friendships you make last. They last more than just the few years at university or the couple hours a week you see them in class. They're more than just a number on your Facebook page or another like on one of your posts. They're people that you can trust. The way I say it is that you know you've made a really close friend when you can go such a long time between seeing each other, and then when you see each other again, you just carry on where things left off. And throughout my final year, I've definitely learned to understand that more and trust that more. And trust my friends, which I know I'll be able to be calling friends for years to come. It's a rewarding feeling. It's a comforting feeling to know that the part of your life that you made at university still carries on wherever you may be.
So obviously we had each other because we lived together and we've been best friends for a while. But we also had our flatmates supporting us and even other friends, even if they're the same degree, not same degree. So they had us, like, they were supporting us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, we both won, like, best friendship in Badminton Club. Another thing we did together was actually have flat nights where our two flatmates, we had been living with each other for the last 3 years of uni, and we had a tradition where we made pizza like once every semester together, and it was so lovely. Made us feel like a little family together. We'd have movies, stuff like that.
Yeah, it was really nice being able to spend quality time, because most nights, obviously, people have different activities and are studying and different rotas, so it's nice to like make a day, make some time to come together and have a nice night together and make sure to bond a little bit more.
Also, it's definitely different from like going out and just being able to chill with your flatmates, not worry about anything, and it takes your mind off of studying. Like, it definitely stress relieves from what you're doing, especially in your last year of studying.
Yeah, and it makes you feel more like a family, that you're not just like living with people.
This might not seem like much, but I was so blessed to have the best flat and best flatmates ever. One of them was a fellow final year and is my best friend. And the other one was a third year vet student who's also a very, very good friend. We had this wonderful ritual of cooking dinner together almost every night and starting or binging Netflix series while we ate dinner. We would chat about our days, ask for advice, goof around, you know, make each other laugh. And it really felt like our own little university family. I thank the universe and God every day for both of them. They were genuinely my home away from home. Especially my best friend. I think I wouldn't have been able to make it through vet school without their support. When it comes to balancing out the stresses of final year, I think it is so important to have a strong support system like that. And they were mine. And they helped me unwind and relax. And even simple things like driving home from vet school with my best friend, blasting good pop music, was always a big win.
There are many people who made my final year the year it was. First of all, my boyfriend, who supports me in liking rock so much. Thank you. My family back home, they can't be here in Scotland with me, but I know that they are there for me and they support me in what I want to do. And then, of course, my lecturers, who over the 4 years I managed to build great relationships with. And special shout out to Anthony Newton, my dissertation supervisor. Thank you. And finally, the legend that is my course mate Elise, who made our Cyprus field trip so much fun for me. So thank you, Elise.
Now, everybody during their time at uni has their own communities as well, from course mates to societies to teammates to even just people you met in your first week. I know I have people that I still know from my first week of uni. Which communities meant a lot to you during your final year?
What's great about the University of Edinburgh is that it's such an international community. You make friends from all across the world. And what's quite bittersweet is that at the end of your degree, you get so much closer with those select few, which you've been fortunate enough to call some of your closest friends. But you move off into the next stage of your life, whether that be further studies or work, and everyone moves into all corners of the globe. And yeah, I look forward to seeing what happens next.
For me, in informatics, we had like a tower, Appleton Tower, where we could go study. And the informatics people in last year have a floor to themselves, which was really nice because I was able to go and discuss coursework and dissertation with other people and felt like I had a support and people around me knew what was going on in my life and had the same struggles. So it was nice to be able to have people to talk to with this and feeling like you weren't alone in the struggle. In our final year, we both went to Scott Unis and we both had a really good time competing with everyone and we went with a massive group.
Which felt really like homely, being supported by your own team. Just even like competing against other unis, it felt homely because you actually knew people from other unis as well.
Yeah, and everyone on our team was supporting each match and watching and it felt like everyone was a huge big family. And then we went for a nice wee celebration afterwards with the other universities, which was like very heartwarming because we got to know them a bit better after having competed all day with them.
Yeah, it brings us together in like a different environment, which is very nice. And you're not actually like, oh, against each other.
Yeah, it felt like a huge like weekend that was just a huge success. Everyone had a lot of fun. And everyone had a good time, and yeah.
Well, Agat and Eugenie mentioned being in the badminton club there, but were any of the rest of you involved in societies in your final year?
I had been part of the Vet Badminton Society since I was in first year, so I continued going to practices as a way of relaxing, you know, mostly every Friday night. We would sometimes go to a pub after in typical Scottish fashion and chat about life. And romances and all the good stuff. and they were always good days. I always enjoyed playing team sports. So in lieu of that, I also decided to join the Vet Ladies Rugby. It was a sport that always fascinated me and I always wanted to have a go at it. I unfortunately had to leave it after a few months of having loads and loads of fun with the team because I embarrassingly fractured my ankle at a practice game. It wasn't even a real match. but it is a funny memory to look back on now. And it wasn't a bad fracture. And it helped me take it easy with my month of working with horses after that. So that was an added bonus. So I think playing the team sports and just talking to people, relaxing in the evening really helped, you know, recuperate after you've had a long day. And it really started to show you how to have a work-life balance even when you start working as a professional. So I really enjoyed that. And it was always nice to chat to people and hear stories and learn about new teammates and make new friends, even if it is in your final year.
During my time at university, I've been very involved in student theatre. This started essentially in Welcome Week in my first year, where I walked into the Bedlam Theatre and never really left. I had a fantastic time in first year, and then COVID happened and the Bedlam Theatre had to close for the entirety of my second and third year. During that time, we were still doing some shows, but it wasn't as much. It was in other venues. It wasn't the same. In my fourth year, in April 2022, I was elected president of the EHC who run the Bedlam Theatre. And then suddenly, in May 2022, as a complete surprise, we were told we could reopen the theatre. This was a massive undertaking because we had been closed since March 2020. And most of the community had never seen the Bedlam Theatre open at the time, but we pulled it off. And I'm very proud of the committee for all the time they spend. I'm very proud of all the members and the show teams who put on so many fantastic shows this year. And yeah, that's what I'm really proud of. It was amazing to just see how everyone kind of got back into the running of a whole theatre.
Now, Now, were there any times that you struggled during your final year? How did you deal with that?
In my time at university, I was part of this society called HYPED, the University of Edinburgh's Hyperloop Society, focused on a future mode of transportation that is more sustainable and efficient than conventional rail. And after serving previous positions across the society since my first year, I had the privilege to serve as president of HYPED in my final year at university. And this was definitely a big challenge going into my first year, having to run a society that has been around since 2015, have such a successful legacy, and be made up of over 130 members. So it was quite a big challenge at first, thinking about how am I going to tackle this? How am I going to ensure that the year that I set out, along with my committee of 16 other individuals, makes itself stand apart compared to previous years in HYPED and ensure the longevity of the society after my tenure. And I could not be more fortunate to have worked with an excellent committee of 16 talented individuals who not only shared my ambition, but trusted me and worked with me tirelessly throughout the year to ensure that we set out plans that are ambitious and plans that we ensure would make the society push on and push on our mission to positively impact as many students at the university as possible.
In my fourth year, there was the marking boycott, which actually didn't affect many people at Murray House. So fortunately, we did get our dissertations marked. But I was the student orator at our graduation, so I more or less provided the closing speech. And I'd written the speech with the assumption that everyone at the graduation would have received a degree classification. And it wasn't until the night before I had a bit of a panic because I realised that I could potentially be speaking to people who haven't actually received a classification. And obviously that would cause a lot of difficulties for them moving on from uni. It might mean that they can't get a job because people won't employ them if they don't have a classification, or it might mean that they can't yet accept offers for postgraduate degrees, etc. But it turned out to be fine. There, I think, were probably five people, a handful of people at the graduation who hadn't received a classification, and they wore their sash. But my speech went down well, which I was very glad about because I didn't want it to be the type of situation where people were unhappy with what I was saying. I thought, oh my goodness, I might get like rotten fruit thrown at me.
For me, it was shout out to my PC because I definitely had like a bit of a mental health dip throughout the year. And she, when I reached out to her, she gave me the best support ever. And I definitely don't think I could have managed without her to like get through the last year because I kind of felt like I was in like the deep dark side of my studying where I just kind of wanted to give up. And that really helped me a lot. And also my sister, she also supported me in the same way as my PT, but obviously in not the same way because she's my sister.
Yeah, it was the same for me for family. Like, my parents helped me out a lot because I got really stressed out during dissertation. So it was nice to have help from home to get through that.
Did you find managing your time tricky during your final year, or was it fairly easy? Because you got your dissertation, which, you know, it may be a module less to attend in class, but it's a very big thing to be doing. So how did you manage that?
Well, I didn't really. Of course I did. I'm still here. But I spent so much time on society things, not just in theatre, just in general. There were so many fun things going on in Edinburgh. And that's what I love about it. But then also finding time for a degree can be tricky. To write a dissertation, I had to write a whole portfolio of compositions. And fortunately, in my second semester, I had less contact hours, so I could just focus on that. And fortunately, in April and May, I was able to work on that as well, which was way past when society activities were going. I think that really helped me balance it, actually, that there was just the month of April where society things were way less and I could just focus on my uni work for once. But I think that is important. I think it is important that there are so many things going on, so you have to learn to manage your time, set priorities, accept that you can't spend endless amount of time on everything. You have to choose what's most important to you in that time. And I think I did find a balance where I managed to learn everything I wanted from the courses I took, but also had time to spend on societies, on theatre, and with my friends.
Throughout my time at university, I've been fortunate enough to participate in many extracurriculars. I did 3 part-time jobs. One of them was working at a kennels in Kattery or a pet holiday home. And the other 2 were hospitality-based, so I worked as a front of house for 2 restaurants. And I also worked in the Edinburgh University Indian Society for 3 years and worked my way up and ended my term as president at the end of my 4th year, so just as final year began. After doing all of this, I was very aware that in final year, our schedule would be very busy, and initially we would be exhausted going from just watching lectures and practicals to suddenly working in the hospital for 8 hours a day. So I decided not to take too much on my plate and use this time to catch up with friends and make the most out of my final year at university.
Well, let's talk about you for a minute. Now that you've finished your final year, how do you think you've changed since it began? Looking back at your younger self, what do you think is different about you?
I would say to my younger self, are you not just amazed at what you've achieved and accomplished within the past 4 years? And even over the space of the last year, I feel like I've come on leaps and bounds. I think my ability to see the bigger picture in situations, not just when I'm teaching, but actually in different social settings, has also improved. And as a teacher, I think that's quite an important skill, because there'll be many situations where the behaviour of your pupils is influenced by something totally separate from you or your ability to teach. And I think that will help keep me motivated, because if a pupil comes in one day and they're acting up or they're not their usual self, I'll be able to try and see the bigger picture and think, okay, maybe it's actually because they didn't sleep well last night. Maybe it's not because my lesson is totally rubbish.
I think as students, especially in final year, you're always striving to improve and do your best. And I suppose you focus on things that you can work on a lot more than you reflect on your achievements or, you know, the skills you already have under your belt. But definitely it is so important to acknowledge how far you've come and how hard you've worked.
And what about the future? How do you feel about what comes next? Are you excited? Do you know what you're going to go into?
Going into my 5th year, I knew I loved engineering and I knew I wanted to pursue a career in engineering after I graduate. And looking back on it now, after I've graduated, it still stands the same. I'm no less interested in engineering. I'm still very interested in engineering. I'm excited to start my career in September.
The school I'll be going to teaches golf and cycling, so I'll need to scrub up on my cycling proficiency. But I've just been on holiday in Barcelona and I tried an e-bike for the first time. And I was actually fine. I only fell off once. Nah, I'm only joking. I didn't really fall off. The bike was just heavier than I expected. I'll just say that. But no, feeling very excited and happy with the university experience I've had, thanks to all the great people I've met who have supported me in my journey.
And final question, can you tell me about a good time you had in your final year? Just give me some great memories, your favourite times with your favourite people.
One celebration that I really enjoyed in my final year was actually my birthday. So that was the very start of the semester, where basically we had a little flat party and I invited basically all the friends I've made throughout uni. And it felt extremely homely, considering the fact in first year I was extremely homesick. I'm just living an hour away from Edinburgh, but I would constantly go home on the weekends or just whenever I had time. And to do that in my final year felt like a great achievement to get through. And we had
absolute lovely night. I remember like everyone telling me like the day and or the like just even the week after that they had such a lovely time, and yeah, just warmed my heart.
There were a few open mics where I performed. I always loved singing and playing music, so going to perform and, you know, building up the confidence was always, it was really fun to have a nice audience and sing for them. And even though I wasn't part of the Edinburgh University Immune Society anymore, definitely going to their events, you know, being able to talk to people from back home, you know, celebrate festivals that, you know, are close to all of our hearts, and especially when you're away from your own family and feeling a bit homesick.
My personal highlight in that was my final student theatre show ever was HMS Pinafore, which was done by the Edinburgh University Savoy Opera Group, but done in Bedlam. And it was just, for me, this really nice way of saying goodbye to a community that I've been a part of and that has given me so much by being in a show in the building that I love so much.
One of my favourite memories from my final year has to be working on my dissertation. And it's just because I chose a topic that I really, really enjoyed working on. So I went to Iceland to the volcano Eyjafjallajökull, and I spent a week on it, camping there and mapping some past volcanic eruptions in an area that no one really mapped before, or no one did it properly. So it was really fun to really be the first person to focus on that area and the first person to understand it, which was just amazing. It was really exhausting and it was really difficult, but looking back, it's definitely one of my favorite experiences that I had at the university overall.
Throughout my tenure, we achieved many of our goals, including hosting a 1,000 plus Hyperloop conference at King's Buildings this past July, to publishing a research paper focused on full-scale implementation of a vacuum and airlock system for Hyperloop, to expanding our school outreach initiatives to encourage more school students in Scotland to pursue careers in STEM, to testing our first technical pod prototype on our test track at King's Buildings.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to stories from their final year. I'd like to reach out to all of my panelists that sent in audio for this special and just say a big thank you. You did a fantastic job at sending in relevant stories that didn't actually require that much editing. So thank you very much to all of my panelists, and thank you, listeners, for reaching all the way to the end. See you next time for another episode of Multistory Edinburgh Season 5.